And here we are back on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. A very difficult morning, to say the least. Remembering the legendary Charlie Evers, who passed away Sunday night at the age of 85, did his last broadcast here on April 8th, 2020. And by the way, check out the Marion Star today, above the fold, color picture. Marion radio icon dies at 85. And by the way, if you think Charlie did not transcend Marion, pick up the Columbus Dispatch today. Picture our page B4 of the Metro section. Evers, Marion enjoyed a special bond. Gigantic photo of Charlie above the fold, and a story about Marion, a good story about Marion, in the Columbus Dispatch, which is what Charlie did. Brought happiness and goodness to Marion. And we are going to continue to remember Charlie all morning long. Now, every Tuesday we visit with the mayor of the city of Marion, and we are going to continue to do that. But stay tuned, because this morning, before we go off the air, we're going to play Charlie's bio again, if you didn't hear it in hour number one, his audio bio. And we are also going to play what I consider the funniest clip in the history of the 6 years of Charlie Evers on this station. So stay tuned for that. But on that note, we are going to turn to one of my favorite people, the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Mayor, really quick, because of what's going on this morning, what are your memories of Charlie Evers?
Well, I think if you have been born and raised or lived any amount of time in the Marion community, you have to have a memory of Charlie Evers. Charlie was, I liked Charlie because he liked history, and he had interesting tidbits of Marion and local community history. And being a former history teacher myself, I always found that interesting when he came up with something that most people had no idea ever took place or happened or something of that nature. So, I remember Charlie as a young man, because in the morning you would listen to WMRN to see in the wintertime if there was a school delay, a cancellation, and he had that morning show that was so important to the Marion community. And then, of course, into my adult years, of course, with your station, I've encountered Charlie many, many times as mayor, and he was just greatly loved and appreciated by the city of Marion and the Marion community.
You know, Mayor, I loved this morning when I stopped and got the newspapers. Of course, I love that the Marion Star is covering him, as they should, and Andrew Carter did a great job with his article. But you turn into the Columbus Dispatch, and you turn to B4 here, and it's a gigantic picture of Charlie. Evers, Marion enjoyed a special bond. What a great thing to see in the Columbus Dispatch, which is all over the state.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Scott. You're right. But let's not forget about his family, too, because they're mourning the loss of a husband, a father, an uncle, a grandfather. So let's think about the family as well and what they're going through today. Charlie was a special person to so many people, and you're right, not just here in Marion.
Absolutely. Mayor, we're still in the mid of COVID-19 coronavirus. There's a lot of questions swirling around that people are interested in. We know last week you met with the Popcorn Festival group. Was there anything that came out of that meeting?
Well, you know, I think that's the biggest problem that we're all facing right now in the decision-making process is, you know, we're all trying to figure out what does June look like? What does July, August, and even all the way into September, when normally the Popcorn Festival is setting up shop in downtown Marion the weekend after Labor Day? And that's the challenge. We really don't know. We're just making the best decisions that we can with the information that is available to us at this particular time. I did talk to the president again for the second time last week, and I believe he told me that they will have their final decision as a popcorn board. Don't quote me on this, Scott. I forget. I thought it was June 3rd. They have a full board meeting. And so that's very interesting to hear that they won't make that decision until June the 3rd. But a decision is going to have to be made very soon, because I know a lot of summertime festivals whether it be June, July, or August, are being canceled. The state fair, I believe, canceled last week. We didn't have that information at our fingertips at the time that I talked to the president of the Popcorn Committee. So those things kind of weigh in on your decision as well. We don't know what the start of school is going to look like in August. We don't know if kids are going to go off to college and move into dorms in August. And those are the challenges that we faced right now of making the best decisions to keep those, the public, health and welfare is paramount. And what we do, whether you're an elected official, a public official, non-elected, or the president of the Popcorn Committee, they certainly want to make sure those that come to the Popcorn Festival are safe and healthy as well.
The other big question that we all have and talked about last week was, will the Aquatic Center open?
Yeah, and we did. We took a deep dive into some of the restrictions that we're going to have this year. And boy, let me tell you what, the decision did not get any easier when we rolled up our sleeves and sat down. We are only going to be allowed to have 123 customers, patrons, in the pool at a time. 123, the math just doesn't work. Now, we have not made the ultimate decision, or I should say, I have not made the ultimate decision. I'm trying to find a way to open the pool, but when we talked last week, the earliest that we believe that we could get the pool open would be June 26th. Which is another setback because we have lost, obviously, Memorial Day weekend, big weekend for the Aquatic Center, and then virtually the entire month of June, and then we normally close down when the city schools start up in mid-August because 90 to 95% of our workforce, as you know, Scott, are high school and college-age students. So that's the challenge we have. Do we open it up for a condensed six-week period? And how do we manage the 123, which social distancing is still required with those 123 patrons at the pool that's inside the water and outside the water? And then, you know, we do know that we're going to have to hire extra staff because of the pandemic, and that's, we figure, about 17 extra staff, which was not budgeted for in this year's budget for the Aquatic Center. So there is nothing that is tilting in our favor to try and get the pool open. But I'm going to ask the park director, Mike Chaney, to give me his best plan to open up the pool. And then I know when I talked to members of council, I think I talked to 7 of 9. I did not hear back from 2 members of council. I do want their feedback, even though the decision is ultimately mine. But they said that they wanted to have a discussion, and I said, fine, so do I. But, you know, we'll make that decision as soon as we can. And then, of course, the last piece, or one of the last pieces of the puzzle, is can we get enough licensed, certified lifeguards? Because we need extra lifeguards, because we normally have 11 lifeguards a day, which equates into about 24 total lifeguards for the season. But we know now that we need extra because of the requirements that we have to follow.
You know, Mayor, we just came off Memorial Day weekend, and the restaurants opening the inside portion of the eating last Thursday, I believe it was. What did you make of this past weekend? A lot of people out.
Well, you did. You saw a lot of folks out. You saw, I'm going to go out on a limb and say about 50% of those that were out were following the restrictions, the requirements, the recommendations put in place by Governor DeWine and Dr. Acton. So that means that 50% are not following it. So 50% believe that the show is over. The curtain has closed. And I'm just not convinced yet that that's the case. I hope so. I want to be a glass half full kind of elected official. But I think we all have concerns. And, you know, we're thinking about what do we do now to open up City Hall to the public. And, of course, you know, I'm working with Judge Ballinger because she has certain requirements and restrictions that she wants those coming into her courtroom to follow. There's City Council that hasn't quite made the decision yet. Do we come back live and in person? Do we continue to Zoom for the month of June? Do we do a hybrid council meeting where we come back in person and then the public zooms in on the meeting so we're not bringing in the public into council chambers? Again, those are all decisions that no final conclusion has been reached yet, and we're trying to do that right now.
We know what seems to be the idea of the decisions coming out of Columbus at this point, Governor DeWine and Dr. Acton. Is there anything, because I've heard this question asked a lot, is there anything a mayor on a local level could do or would do if cases would start to spike in our county, in our city?
Well, that's a really, really good question because, you know, we are bound by the Ohio Constitution. So the Ohio Constitution and state laws, Ohio Revised Code, give mayors and local elected officials the powers and authorities that we exercise. And I know a lot of times I run into this more times than not, is people believe that as a mayor or a county commissioner or a city council, that we have more power and authority than what we really do. You often get, well, why don't you just go ahead and do whatever it is that they want us to do? And we don't have that power and authority. So we are grappling with that now. I just had a quick meeting with City Law Director Mark Russell on that very issue. Do I have the power to say to somebody that wants to come into a public building, i.e. City Hall, A, you got to get your temperature taken, B, you have to answer these couple basic questions on your health, and C, you have to wear a mask to come into City Hall to do business? The general answer has been yes, but that's been supported with the municipal court's order that people coming into her courtroom have to follow those requirements. Of course, we're in the process of setting up other security parameters in the lobby of City Hall, and that's the metal detector and then the x-ray machine. So all bags will have to go through the x-ray machine. You will have to personally walk through a metal detector. Then if it goes off, we have to wand you down with a metal detecting wand. So we hoping to open up City Hall simultaneously at the time that the security guidelines are being implemented in City Hall as well. And it'll be a challenge for the security detail in the lobby to make sure that they get everybody to comply. And if somebody doesn't comply, can I refuse them entry into a public building? And again, the answer from the law director has been, yes, we can deny them because of everything that's been going on and because of the security which is being mandated by the Ohio Supreme Court. So when you talk about mayoral powers, a little bit, but I don't believe I have the power to go shut down a restaurant because they let more than 50% of their indoor occupancy in. So those are things that we'll have to grapple with. In this case, I believe, or I'm under the impression, that Marion Public Health actually has the power to do more when it comes to the restaurants, the bars, and anybody that has a license to operate their business.
And Mayor, as I have asked you every week, how's the city doing?
City is actually doing very well. We had a little spike a week ago in a nursing home, but we have seen those spikes all across the country. Whenever you have that congregant living like we had in the prison, we're seeing it in a nursing home now. But I think that everybody that has that type of an environment is making the appropriate adjustments, implementing the health protocols necessary to get through it. It's a challenge, Scott, because people's lives are literally at stake here if we don't follow these recommendations. And when one feels that it's over, how do you get them to follow those recommendations? Because they're not just protecting themselves, as we have talked about, they're protecting their neighbors, their family, their friends, their coworkers, everybody, the community. And it's very challenging right now, so everybody just has to take responsibility for themselves and protect themselves. And that's not really what a community is all about.
Mayor, an interesting time, but I can't thank you enough for spending a few minutes with us. It's always a pleasure to get caught up and know what's going on with everything in the city. Thank you so much.
Well, and I appreciate you, Scott, for the past, 4, 6, 10, I don't forget how many weeks it's been. I know this is kind of the day that we said that we would stop doing it daily, but if we need to talk again at some point next month, you know that I am here to talk to WWGH and you anytime that we need to.
Thank you, Mayor. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Now we turn our attention again back to Charlie Evers, because that's who we're remembering this morning, the legendary broadcaster here in the Marion area, really Ohio, and certainly very special to us here at WWGH Radio, because he was with us for the last 6 years. We had a audio biography that we played in hour number one of Charlie, and we're going to do that again in case you didn't hear it. Here's the audio biography of Charlie Evers, and then we're going to come back and I'm going to play what I think is the funniest clip in the 6 years of Charlie Evers on this station, and then we're going to talk about some things coming up this week in regard to Charlie that you're going to hear on this station, because it doesn't stop today. But here's a look back at the life of Charlie Evers. Charlie Evers was born on September 21st, 1934. He was destined to become one of Marion, Ohio's most famous radio personalities, with a career that spanned more than 50 years. Charlie's accomplishments were numerous, such as bike rides across Ohio for the American Cancer Society, creating Ohio's favorite weather forecaster, Buckeye Chuck, raising money to rebuild an arena that had burned down at the fairgrounds, which is now known as Evers Arena, and finding Lady Justice, which sits atop the Marion County Courthouse, and returning her after an absence of nearly 30 years. Here is Charlie talking with the man who stole Lady Justice, Richard Carey, in an interview from 2015.
There was some knowledge of it. I don't know if Charlie had knowledge when I talked to you at the elevator that maybe I had it.
That day at the elevator, every Tuesday, farmers gathered for coffee at the Green Camp Cooperative Elevator. And I never will forget, in that course of drinking coffee, somebody said, "Hey, Carey, when are you going to give that statue back to Evers?"
Well, no,
and your face turned red.
No, not that color.
No. Yeah, right.
No. Charlie came to WWGH Radio in June 2014 and became one of the main factors in the success of this station. Here is a clip from Charlie's first show, June 11th, 2014.
Well, I'm Charlie Evers, and this is the first time on my program here. I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. I have no guests today. That is reserved for next week, and I'll either have Fred Malone or George Kasotis on next week. And today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions. Of course, I've got a lot of things I can tell you, too. Now, the interesting thing is, on Facebook, when you run across crowds of youngsters or teenagers, they're all... Oh, I think we have a call already.
Charlie was very well known for broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. Here is Charlie broadcasting from the fair in 2015.
Now, we have royalty. Oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, we do.
Allen County Fair. Medina. Yes, come around.
40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, gives her thoughts on Charlie's career during an interview in September of 2019. Did you listen to Charlie on the air?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Charlie
is what's the word?
Legend.
Yeah, legend.
Old-timer.
That's it.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah.
Right.
Charlie had a tremendous sense of humor, as on display here from the WWGH Christmas Party broadcast in 2016. We have Sean Kraft, Santa Claus, and Charlie Evers. We'll be joined by the music of the Lasickney Brothers. How are you doing tonight, Charlie?
Is it Lasickney? What was it?
Oh, here we go. Lasickney.
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 Okay, well, I'll ask them when they come in.
If you think that'll help, we'll work on it. Santa Claus, you are kind of the man of the hour tonight.
Oh, yes.
It's exciting for you to be here.
How are you? Boy, he's really talkative. Yeah.
You know what I didn't realize how hard it is to wear headphones with a Santa hat. It's a horrible thing. Santa, this is your big... Forget it. Give us a nice introduction for your favorite group.
Yes, I think they're such a group that they deserve to have a magazine story written about them. The Now I call them Lasickney.
Lasickney, right? Lasickney. Yeah, Lasickney. Lasickney.
Lasickney.
Lasickney. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
The Lasickney family.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes, here, let's hear them. Introduce the audience again to our favorite group.
Yes, that's my favorite group, Let Her Rip.
Well, who are they?
I never before had trouble pronouncing names. Well, let's just say Lasickney.
No. Let's say it. The Lasickney family.
Okay, Lasickney. All right.
There were many special moments on air at WWGH Radio, including a phone call from his wife, Jeannie, that his daughter, Amy, had just given birth to his grandchild, Reed, in 2014.
Well, we're coming up near break time right now, and after that, we're going to come back. Would you mind if I answer this phone here? This might be for me. Hello? Good morning. Just a second. Yeah, go ahead. The baby is here.
Fellow radio broadcasting legend Jeff Ruth comments on Charlie's career in 2019.
You say you don't, he's one of the, like Cher. You don't need a last name. You say Charlie. Everybody knows Charlie. Just obviously people going to remember him from, you know, the number of things that he's been involved in, and the, you know, the thousands and thousands of dollars he's raised for good causes.
Charlie chatted with many celebrities on air over the years at WWGH Radio, including Lulu Roman from the hit TV series Hee Haw.
Okay, we're back for our last segment here with Lulu Roman. Lulu Roman from Hee Haw. Whoa, she used to jump up out of the cornfields, remember that? Did you jump up with somebody else?
Yep.
Who was
they
that?
They put up all of us, you know.
Okay.
One time or another, we were with everybody.
Sure. Now I can see it. Yeah. Right. Oh, boy.
Okay.
And David Newell, better known as Mr. McFeely, the postman from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Boy, I tell you, this is for me has been a great thrill. It always is to see him, Mr. McFeely, and I can relive my past.
Well, so we're about to sign, ready to sign off?
We're anytime you want.
Okay. Well, then, Charlie, you do the honors. This is your show. It's been my honor to be here, and I'm glad you're promoting the Strasburg Railroad,
yes,
too.
Exactly.
That's in Pennsylvania, my home state. So it's been a pleasure being here. I hope I'm back for the parade next year, and we'll do it even bigger and better.
We'll tour up, yes.
Okay. So you take it away, Charlie.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Speedy delivery.
Charlie broadcasts live from the streets of his hometown of Bucyrus, Ohio, during the Bratwurst Festival in 2018.
Well, let's see. Right now it's 12:54, and we're here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. We're on the main drag, you might say. It's not a drag, but it's the main street here. And we're kind of like surrounded by concessions. We're straight across the street from the one out of Columbus, the famous one with their Bahama Mamas.
Bahama Mama.
Schmitz, yeah.
Charlie's last broadcast was on April 8th, 2020. Here is the beginning of that program.
And good morning to one and all. I'm back for today. And I might mention my arm has healed up. I've grown a new layer of skin, which old-timers like me have to be aware of. If you fall or do anything, that your skin is the first to go. And so that's all taken care of. And now I'm just tired. I'm wore out. And so I'll be here today. And who knows, I'll show up here every now and then perhaps. Maybe by phone. Oh, gosh. I tell you, it's so kind of nice, though, that you live this long, you know, 85 years. There are backdrops or backfalls to all that, because as you get older, you know, you kind of frizzle away. Marge Hazlett, you know, of course, Marge had cancer, and she was getting treatments so many times a week for her cancer. So she had a reason, or there was a reason within her body that she passed away. But I feel like kind of like Marge did a long time ago.
During Charlie's 85th birthday celebration, which was on air on WWGH Radio, station manager Scott Spears spoke of Charlie's importance to WWGH.
But I will say, and I think on behalf of everybody at this station, I don't think this station would have ever been around 5 years later if it hadn't been for Charlie, because people like to listen to him, and that's why he's always in the repeats, and we've taped everything he's ever done here, so it'll be on forever and ever.
What a life, what a career, what a broadcaster. There will never be anyone like him again. Charlie summed up his life in this clip from 2019.
You know, curiosity has been my big thing. I once was at a railroad crossing, and I saw what looked like vandals had strung beads of paint all over the place. And so on the air, I said, boy, you should see what some vandals did last night. Well, the railroad people called me up and said, there weren't no vandals. We were tracing those silver lines, tracing our underground wires to update their crossing signals. But curiosity. You know,
curiosity.
You got to have curiosity.
And now one more time for the Angels, the Charlie Evers theme song.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers.
Okay, and good morning to one and all. Yes, he's on again. Oh, at my age, you just wonder sometimes how long he'll be on.
Charlie Evers is survived by his wife, Jeannie, daughters, Kathy, Amy, and Angie, and many other devoted family members and friends. Charlie Evers was 85 years old.
As I say, hard to hear that, but also great to hear Charlie's laugh. And I think we have somebody on the line here, and I think I know who this is, but I'm not going to introduce it. I'm just going to let them do that. Let's go to the phones. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Scott.
It's Bob Bender. Yes, Bob, how are you?
I'm fine. You know, someone once said an interesting thing, kind of winds up on sympathy cards. Don't cry because he died. Smile because he lived. And that's the way I feel about Charlie. He certainly recognized the fact that he reached an age that not everyone gets to, and his body, as the articles have said, kind of slowed down and eventually gave up. But thanks to you and the use of recordings, we will always have Charlie's voice and great memories to keep. And you're absolutely right. If nothing else, you couldn't forget that laugh.
Well, and Bob, putting together these tributes for him, going back through the archive of 6 years of Charlie here, you know, you cannot not include humor. He loved that.
Oh, he did. In fact, one of the things that I'll remember that he always used to remind me about was the time he got me to laugh during the news. When I would be doing newscasts, I would always be very straightforward and serious. But he decided one day he was going to try to make me laugh when I shouldn't. Well, we were out on a remote location, and I was giving the information, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see Charlie with two carrots sticks up his nose. Now, how could you keep a straight face and voice when you see that? He was wonderful with that sense of humor. And hearing about him and Marianne Michaels reminded me of the time that the three of us went with the Ohio Air National Guard on a trip to Panama. And Charlie and I were, at that point, getting ready for the first Christmas at the Palace show. We've been asked to be in a new number called the Men's Tap Line. And neither of us were experienced tap dancers. But we'd go to practices every week. And during that particular trip, Charlie and I said, you know, we really ought to practice our routine. So by the pool of our hotel in Panama, there we tap danced. Great memories.
What a great memory. Bob, you know, Charlie always said you were the, and he had 52 years in broadcasting here in Marion, he always said you were the greatest newsman he ever worked with. And this morning, when I stopped and got the newspapers, you know, a lot of very important people and very prolific people in Marion have left us, and they're covered in the Star, and that's tremendous. What does it say that there is half a page in the Columbus Dispatch today in the Metro section with a picture of Charlie as big as a piece of paper in there about this man?
Well, it says the obvious. He was, in fact, known to everyone in this area and loved by everyone. I can't think of anybody who did not like Charlie Evers. He was very likable, and he certainly had the key to his success, his unquenchable curiosity. He wanted to know about anything and everything. And so the clip you just played of him where he saw people working on the railroad, he'd want to know about that.
What do you think he would make of all this, Bob, being covered in the Dispatch and being covered in the Star above the fold? I don't think Charlie ever fully understood how important he was.
I'm not sure if I could recall what his reaction was to having the building at the Marion County Fairgrounds named Evers Arena. And that's something that, of course, is going to be around for decades to come. And that's a great tribute. So I don't think he was one to, ignore the fact that he was well known and liked. Whether or not he could put his finger on why it was, I'm not sure. But the fact is, you say Charlie Evers and people smile.
Two questions for you, Bob, and I thank you so much for calling in this morning. What was it, and I said this yesterday on Facebook, when you heard his voice on the air, you could not just pass by. What was that about him?
Well, you know, he always had something interesting to say. He had that lighthearted humor about him, and he always had a laugh, and that makes you want to listen to him. And you knew he was always going to come up with something. It may have been something you knew, something you didn't know, but he wanted to find out what it was.
Absolutely. And Bob, we all know a lot of great tributes are coming in from people who knew him in the broadcast industry and, of course, people who listened to him. But people like you, me, and a whole lot of other people knew him well and knew him off the microphone. How are you going to remember this man?
Identical to the person you heard on the air. He's had a big laugh and, hey, how are you? Good to see you. How have you been? And so that's what I remember, that friendly Charlie Evers on and off the air. And over the years, I would occasionally see him, or I'd often run into his wife when we'd be grocery shopping, and his daughters. I've known them in a variety of settings over the years. And so when you talk about a loss, clearly they have the loss that none of the rest of us have. And my heart goes out to all of them because these ladies in the Evers family and his son-in-law and grandson, they're just all wonderful, down-to-earth, unpretentious people.
Bob, we say it a lot when we lose somebody, but we're not going to see his like again ever, are we?
Oh, no. They definitely broke the mold when Charlie Evers came along. To think of him starting out as a janitor at a radio station and then winding up in the Ohio Broadcasters Hall of Fame, he deserved it all.
Bob, I know he'd be so happy to have you call in today. I'm so happy to have you call in today. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor for me to recognize our colleague, our friend, our neighbor, Charlie Evers.
Thank you, Bob. Legendary newsman here in Marion. You might remember him from WBNS Television or WDIF Radio as it was in the early 80s when he worked with Charlie. Bob Bender, and I can echo what Charlie said. I think the two best newsmen in Marion history were Bob Bender and Joe Ione. Look those two guys up. And, you know, now we're back here to Ground Zero. And I said I was going to play the funniest clip because we're not going to stop early here. I know it's approaching 10 o'clock, but we're going to hang over for about 10 minutes because the news report's a little long this morning. So stick with us here because I told you I'm going to play what I think is the funniest clip of the 6 years of Charlie Evers on this station. But I do want to let you know some things going on this week because we're not stopping today. This is not it for the tributes with Charlie Evers. Here tomorrow, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be joined by a man who worked with Charlie for many years on the air, Jeff Ruth at WMRN, and he even did an interview with Charlie here, I think, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, which was a lot of fun. So Jeff Ruth will be here tomorrow for the duration of the morning, sharing his memories of Charlie. Mary Ellen Withrow will be in tomorrow for a couple hours to share her memories of Charlie, 40th Treasurer of the United States. Glenn Coble will be in tomorrow, as he regularly is, sharing his memories, and I think we'll have a special call, some special call-ins. So tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. until probably around noon, we're going to sit around and we're going to remember Charlie and have a good time doing it and share a lot of great stories, to be sure. There is no doubt about that. When it comes to Charlie, that's all there are great stories. Now, here's the clip. We played it a few weeks, but for my money, it's the Charlie Evers that we all knew. This goes back to December 20th, 2019, last year's Charlie Evers Show Christmas broadcast. Just so you know, what became a tradition here is on the last Charlie Evers Show before Christmas, we had eggnog and moonshine, courtesy of Terry Klein, and this little moment happened. We had 15 minutes left in the show, so we were all pretty deep in the eggnog. This moment happened right after the 11:45 break, on that December 20th morning, 2019. Here we go. Take it away, Charlie.
Okay, we're back once again here at your Christmas program today. Yes, it sure is Christmas, isn't it?
And we've still got another hour after this.
We do.
The Exchange Club is on.
Oh, that's right, the Exchange Club.
Which will all be, and I heard you saying earlier on how much you really enjoy the Swap Shop theme song.
Oh, don't mention it. Don't mention it. Oh, it's time for a swap shop. Bring your goods here, we'll sell them for you. Oh, my. I've heard some bad themes, but boy, I tell you, that gets up and walks out.
Well, that was a heck of a job. I mean, the poor fellow is, you know, he's mentally challenged.
Yeah.
What? Oh, no. Gee whiz. That's terrible.
Oh, it's, you know, who sings that, don't you?
Who sings that, don't you? the swap shop theme.
Oh, we have an incoming call.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Who's in
Jeez.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, are you guys in the swap today?
Do we have what? Are we in the sauce? Yeah, you want to join us in the sauce?
You sound like you're in the sauce today. You're having too much fun.
That's right. You're exactly right.
It's Christmas.
I am feeling pretty good.
Yep, you're having too much fun. Cheer. All right, so.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, jeez.
No more
love
for
heaven.
Oh, man. We crashed this train. We exactly go off the tracks.
Boy.
We're deep in the sauce today.
Knee deep in the sauce.
Oh, by far the funniest moment I can remember in 6 years, one of the funniest moments of my broadcasting career, period, was that moment, December 20th, 2019. I'll never forget it. And, that was everybody's genuine laugh, and that was Charlie Evers. I want to let you know, before we go off the air today, that this weekend we are going to do something that's unprecedented. As I've said a whole bunch of times on this station when Charlie was with us, and now we have taped everything that Charlie's ever done. So 6 years of the Charlie Evers Show is in the archives here. We have 6 years of Charlie Evers, which amounts to about 3,000 hours. So this weekend, when we end live programming on Friday at 1 o'clock, until we come back on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, I think there are only two exceptions to this all weekend long, it's going to be the best of Charlie Evers all weekend. So you can sit back and listen to the master at work all weekend, starting Friday at 1 o'clock and running through Monday morning at 8 a.m. Now, we do have a few live shows this weekend. I think there are 4 hours where we will do live shows, and we'll remember Charlie during those shows. But other than that, other than those 4 blocks on the entire weekend, from 1 o'clock Friday until 8 o'clock Monday morning, nothing but the best of Charlie on this station. And that's never been done before, but he deserves that, and that will happen. Also, Adam Lepp has produced, since yesterday, a documentary on Charlie's career and his time here at WWGH Radio. It's a 2-hour broadcast, I believe. Adam's putting the finishing touches on it right now. Charlie Evers, Born to Broadcast, and I will give you the time that will air tomorrow morning. We don't have the exact time that will air yet, but it will air sometime this week. It's being put together right now, the best of Charlie Evers. So there's that. Again, Mary Ellen Withrow tomorrow, Jeff Ruth, and some special call-ins from 8 a.m. until noon. Glenn Coble will be here as well. And every hour, you're going to hear that 4-minute collage of memories of Charlie from this station. And here we are, and I say we're going to remember Charlie all week, so Jeff Ruth and Mary Ellen tomorrow, and we're going to have a lot of fun. But let me say this, and again, buy the Marion Star today. Andrew Carter did a tremendous story, front page of the Star, color photo of Charlie, and then big article in the Columbus Dispatch, buy the Dispatch, Charlie Evers, huge picture in the Marion Star today in the Metro section. Page B4. Evers, Marion enjoyed a special bond. And again, as his daughter Amy is quoted in the article, I was always proud to tell people that Charlie Evers was my dad. He knew everybody and everybody knew him. I love that. And so did I. And she is right. And again, you've got to, as Bob Bender said, as the mayor said, Charlie Evers' family, those ladies, he didn't have a son, but those ladies, Kathy, Amy, Angie, and his wife Jeannie, were there for this man. I saw it firsthand. And they were always there for him through their entire life. And they're an amazing bunch. And their kindnesses to me over the last 2 months, I will never, never forget. Now, before I sign off this morning, and as I say, we're going to continue to remember Charlie all week, I cannot tell you how much affection and love I had for this man. I just can't express it to you. I will miss him more than you will ever know, but I want you to know how good he was. He was the best broadcaster in Marion history, and I'm not saying that out of any sense of anything. It just is. The truth is the truth. Charlie Evers was the best, and everybody knows it in this town. Everybody knows it. His legacy is unparalleled, and as Bob and I just talked about, you could not turn by his voice and not stop the radio. Charlie was the best. He was a classic, and I will miss him terribly. I can tell you this, that broadcasting and life right now are just not as fun because Charlie Evers is not in it. But let me say this, you can never replace him. Nobody did what Charlie did, nobody could do what Charlie did, and nobody will ever do what Charlie did. He was a one of a kind. And the time that we had him, the time that we had him here with us, and every station that had him during that 52-year on-air career, was lucky. You know, it's good to have a job in broadcasting, but we were all lucky to have Charlie. There would be no WWGH radio without Charlie. As we wrap up the show today, there just aren't any words, to be honest with you. This is painful. We miss him. I miss him. But let me tell you this. There is only one Charlie Evers. Charlie, I love you. I miss you. And I'll see you at the microphone again one day. Rest well, my friend. There's only one Charlie Evers. For this day, this is Scott Spears, heading for the dugout. Charlie, hope this was okay. Bye.